It wasn't just Aretha Franklin or James Brown who introduced soul music to much of Middle America. Rock historian Ed Ward recalls that in the late 50s and 60s, white bands known as show bands toured the South and Midwest, playing blue-eyed soul music and whetting their audience's appetite for more.
Hey everybody, the Bamboo Hut, in conjunction with Montel Michelle Records, proudly presents The Band. That's thrilled audiences from Las Vegas to Miami. The Band, booked solid for 11 straight years. The Band has become a legend in the South. Ladies and gentlemen, from the beach at Galveston, Texas, this is the Blue-Eyed Soul Show with the Boogie King.
My friend Scoop used to have a t-shirt that showed a very nerdy-looking guy dancing with a beautiful girl. Behind the nerd, a guy who looked to be the size of the entire University of Texas front line was swinging a huge log about to connect with the nerd's head. The caption to the picture was, "Boppin' at the Big Oak, Vinton, Louisiana." Besides the obvious comedy, the shirt referred to an era of music that's long gone, one that was never really documented, a part of the 60s that was more than a little embarrassing, but still lives on in many people's hearts. It was the era of the show band, when such outfits as the Boogie Kings, the Soul Kings, the Triumphs, the Uniques, Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders, and John Fred and the Playboy Band ruled the beach nightclubs and fraternity houses of the South and Midwest. These bands were 8 to 12 guys in matching outfits, including several vocalists and a crack horn section. They toured incessantly, playing the latest hits, soul hits mostly, to audiences for whom show bands were nearly always the only live pop music they ever saw.
Feeling blue, with a nothing to do, but to walk along the sideway, thinking of you. Into the streets, tears in my eyes. And much to my surprise, I heard a little voice sing,
"Rolling up the ladies, riding."
You know I probably look real
fine.
Well, I said to him, yes.
The Boogie Kings, founded around Eunice, Louisiana in 1955, were one of the first, and they're still going. They never really had a hit record, mostly, I suppose, because they were too busy touring to record, and the records they did make are pretty awful. But they spawned lots of competition.
Right now, shining down on us, yeah. Right now, shining down on us, yeah. My baby and I, she thinks right. She knows she's out of sight, but there's one thing she don't like, and that's a right now.
Triumphs got together in Houston in 1960 and worked East Texas with their patented light soul style, delivered by their tall, handsome singer, Billy Joe Thomas. When they finally got to record in 1966, Thomas insisted on being allowed to record one Hank Williams song along with the usual Triumphs material.
Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? His sound too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry.
The song was a smash, and B.J. Thomas's career was launched. Nor was Thomas the only country star to begin in a show band.
My love for that girl was a love I thought was meant to be. But now things have changed, they're not the same.
Alone, and now she's gone.
The Uniques were contemporaries of the Triumphs, based in Louisiana, and their lead singer was a young man who'd been trying to make it since the late 50s without much success. The Uniques provided Joe Stampley with a decent living, and most importantly, an outlet for the songs he was writing. Finally, Stampley got a staff songwriting position with Al Gallico Music and moved to Nashville, where he became a big star in the 70s. The show band with the biggest hit was also the goofiest. John Fred Gourier, a former LSU basketball star, founded the Playboy Band in 1956, and they played extensively in northern Louisiana and Mississippi. Late in 1967, though, John Fred and the Playboy Band decided to make a psychedelic record, and to everyone's surprise, they wound up with a number one hit. Like the Boogie Kings, they're still playing. My friend Margaret saw John Fred a couple of weeks ago and says he looks all of 30 years old. Show bands ran up against their own contradictions. They played soul music for people who liked it, but didn't particularly like the people who originated it. As the walls of racism came down, black performers were no longer off limits to white audiences. Why go see a white guy try to do Wilson Pickett when you could go see Wilson Pickett do it, after all? But bands like these also gave many fans their first glimpse of the blues and of soul music, impelling them to look further. If you'd like to go see a live show band in action, the Boogie Kings play a monthly gig at RT's Club and Pub in Baton Rouge.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle.